Canadians, dude. We need to do an episode on that. I have a lot to say about y'all.
Sure.
What are we doing?
Are we live?
We're live.
All right. Who's our question of the day guy?
It's not a guy. It's a girl. Why do you gotta be so freaking sexist all the time? My freaking God. Here we go.
Hi, Heather and Rory. I recently have been to therapy and it was so beneficial. It got me thinking how it could be a good thing to many other people. My question is, as a former therapist, what do you think is something people get wrong about therapy? And what is something you think therapy could do a better job of for the people who are on the fence about going? Thank you.
I didn't catch your name.
Well, we're not saying her name because she said anonymous.
Oh, she said anonymous. Well,
this is therapy, man. It's anonymous, okay? Privacy.
Okay, fine. You'd be the expert on this subject. I think from my unexpert opinion, like it depends on severity, right? So if it's like a lighter issue, then I think therapy is great. It's like a verbally communicating like your thoughts to another human being will give you clarity to what you're searching for, or it's as simple as that. But it's the deeper issues that require multiple sessions and you know, a deeper dive. Am I right?
Yeah. But what are the misconceptions, though? Have you been to therapy? Do you feel like there are some misconceptions about it?
I don't have any misconceptions. But when I've been to therapy, it's for really dumb stuff. Like, I remember one time I had, like, a general feeling of malaise. I'm like, maybe I should see a therapist, you know? And like, then I go to him and I tell him about my life. And, like, as I'm riffing off all these things that I'm doing, I'm filled with a sense of gratitude. I'm like, all right, it's not so bad, actually. So
it's like, so then, works.
But then, yeah, so it's literally just me talking, and saying things out loud, which I guess I don't normally do. Because like halfway through it, I start feeling embarrassed being there. Like I'm monopolizing this guy's time when he probably has bigger fish to fry with people with actual issues.
You feel bad about wasting the therapist's time. You need therapy about that.
At $200 an hour, I shouldn't have felt guilty, but...
For real, that's why they're there. Misconceptions. I would say, number one, that therapists are supposed to be there to give you answers. They're not. They're there to... A good therapist is going to teach you how to find the answers yourself. Because if you create dependency in someone, you're not doing a favor. What is that fish fry quote? Eating fish, fishing, help me.
Teach a man to fish, feed him. No, give a man a fish, feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, feed him for a lifetime.
There you go, being sexist again. It could be a woman. I don't know. People fishing around here, you got to teach them how to find.
A boat full of ladies like fishing on the thing. Like, I'm sure they fish, but like it's very uncommon to see like a fishing boat full of, you know. Anyways, the point is, it's sexist, but. The same would be true in the opposite thing.
I love to fish, dude. Anyways, therapists are not there to give you answers to your problems. Good ones are going to teach you how to find the answers yourself. And then I would say that therapy alone fixes things. Like talking feels really, really good and it's a release. But if you don't put action behind what you're learning and discovering, you're effed. And I think some people are hooked on therapy because it feels like you're doing something. But really, it's just supposed to be a starting point. What is it? IMO? Gosh, I'm trying so hard to be young. IMO, in my opinion.
Oh, there you go. You talk to young people often, like I'll be DMing or texting or something, and I will literally Google what they're trying to tell me because I can't figure it out.
It's so confusing.
I forget what one was the other day. It was like ACK, like ACC or something like that. And I'm like, ACK. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what are you talking about? So I looked it up and ACK means actually. Like, when you just type out actually.
Can you imagine giving therapy to one of these kids and they're just abbreviating everything and you have no idea how to help them?
Yeah, I got nothing.
You're like, I feel sad.
I feel sad.
Misconceptions about therapy. So I would say those are probably the two biggest ones for me. They're not there to give you answers. Here's another one. Rory Gardner, it's not a big freaking deal. It's not a big deal to go to therapy. Who gives a rat's ass? You're just talking to somebody who understands psychology. It's not like you're screwed up in the head for going. Like you earlier, you know, like you feel weird or feel like there's more important things. It should be like exercise. It's not a big deal.
Well, that's right. It's like it's sort of like maintenance on the car. It won't run forever, right? But, you know, sometimes you need a brake pad. Sometimes you need an oil change. Like, it's just kind of a checkup.
That's it. That's it. Do you feel like comedians in general need therapists more? I'm asking this because every time y'all get up on the stage, you had some crazy ass stuff going on in your life. I feel like comedians need to go to therapy.
Yeah, I think most comedians are pretty damaged. I used to have a friend. He hosted a podcast called Happy Hour with Sad Comedians. And you just like meet up with them and have a drink and talk about how sad their lives were. It was a very clever title. But let me ask you this. I find relatability in listening to other people's problems and then trying to analyze myself and my own situation through what they found worked for them. And so I kept asking the guy, it's like, well, have you dealt with anyone else with this sort of situation and how did they overcome it? How did they help it? And they're like, don't worry about them. We're talking about you. I'm like, we're not getting anywhere right now with you and I. So like, tell me how they fixed it so that I can fix myself through that lens.
Do you agree with his approach with that?
No, because we didn't fix anything. So it's like, okay. And he started recommending Malcolm Gladwell books for me. I'm like, well, I can get that myself on Amazon. Like, what do I need to, anyway.
So there was a study done, if you Google, I can't remember exactly what it was called, but if you look at factors that predict successful therapy, I think they've replicated this study a few times, but like the, without a shadow of a doubt, the highest percentage is, what is it called? Therapeutic relationship. So you getting matched with the right therapist is the most important factor in your own healing and growth, as not their theoretical orientation, their price, their outlook on the world, the way they look, whether they're male, they're female, whatever. None of that matters. What matters is your own specific relationship with them.
No, I completely agree with that. It's like, although therapists are like trained in like psychotherapy or whatever, it's like it takes an empathetic human who understands you on a relatable level, right?
Well, that and energetically, like you have to vibe with them. So when I was a therapist, I was very big into action. I did a solution focused approach. So it was all about like, okay, what worked? Let's do more of that, as opposed to identifying what doesn't work and dealing with the past. But sometimes people don't like that. Like they want to dig into their mom and their dad and all these issues and all that stuff. And I know you're shocked, Rory Gardner, but that was not my approach. My approach was solution focused. So we use charts. We are very analytical with it and a very kind of more upbeat, you know, I obviously didn't deal with trauma patients. So that was my approach. Not everybody vibes with that. So it's cool and that's okay. So it's not every therapist is meant for you, but find somebody who puts hope in you, I think. Like if you just sit in your junk forever, it might feel good for a minute, but what are we doing here?
Right. It's like it's almost bedside manner for therapists or whatever. Like you need some sort of relatability. Like it's if you're Oprah or Michael Jordan with a normal person cannot relate to their problems. Like you have to, you know, you can give them nuggets from a textbook or whatever, but like we can't relate in the slightest.
I never went to therapy until after I became a therapist. And I'm so ashamed to say that, but it's true. I had my first like therapist after I became a therapist because I realized how screwed up I was through becoming a therapist. I was like, oh, I'm jacked up and I need some help. And now I'm all fixed. Just joking. That's a joke. I'm laughing, y'all. I'm laughing.
Okay. Well, is there a thing? It's sort of a joke or a pun or something or other, but like therapists going to therapy to fix themselves ultimately. Is that a thing?
Oh, dude. Like we rolled up in school like we were here to save the world and we rolled out in tears realizing how bad we needed therapy. Like, seriously. And that's the thing that I was saying. I think misconception number three, that it's not that big of a deal. Everybody needs to talk to somebody. It doesn't have to be an official therapist, whether it's a coach, whether it's a pastor, whether it's your bestie. Like, you need that outlet to be able to not necessarily get advice, but just release tension off yourself. Because that's what pathology is. That's what sickness in the body is it's stored stress and anxiety. And so whatever way we can let that go, we need to. Or our body gets sick, we age, we deal with mental health stuff. That's what it is.
So you
let it go.
So generally, like you, okay, let's say you didn't want to see a therapist or whatever, for whatever reason. Do you think just something as simple as journaling or something just saying out loud or something, having a conversation with anybody about what's happening is therapeutic?
Absolutely. Here's the deal, though, is people won't be like the accountability of having a therapist, I think, is important because unless you're disciplined to journal, to go out and run, which is what I do to do some of this stuff, it's easy to let it go and then it builds up and then you end up in a sock ward. You know what I'm saying?
This conversation seems vaguely familiar. It's like jumping on podcasts and talking to someone is like therapeutic because it's like we're opening up.
This has been beautiful. This has been really helpful.
Session.
I
This
feel free.
is
I feel free.
fantastic.
Listen, friends, this is the Misconceptions About Therapy, but we want to hear yours. So you can find us over on Instagram. Link is in the show notes. And also, while you're over there, we need some more questions. Like, what are you thinking about? What are you dealing with in life? We're going to give you some freaking awesome thoughts and advice. I mean, certified. Certified. Anything else, sir?
No, I think we've covered therapy as a whole in this 15 minutes, and that's all we
Good
need.
summary. Bye, y'all.